Okay, so let's talk about aging gracefully. Self-care means keeping yourself in fantastic health, right? Amen to that. That's a great thing, and it's something I've been preaching for a long time now. I mean, not ever since I got involved in Manatech. When a lot of us get involved in Manatech, we like to talk about products, and we like to talk about keeping healthy and taking products and all that stuff. But the reality is that we need to walk the walk and talk the talk and live that life of total health ourselves. Otherwise, we're not a great advertisement out in the marketplace, right? So if people don't perceive you as healthy or living that lifestyle, it's very hard for you to go out and attract people to do what you're doing because there's a credibility gap between you and sharing that. So how do we get over those credibility gaps? How do we do that? Well, why don't we just make a commitment to live, you know, take care of ourselves, self-care, and keep ourselves in as fantastic health as we possibly can. And that has been my goal since I got involved with Manatech. And a lot of you know that if you saw the Tuesday Night Live I did a couple weeks ago, if you heard that, I actually brought my report on stage that I get from the insurance company that my husband worked. My husband's covered by health insurance, and I tap into that. I mean, he has me covered as well. And anyway, they do a massive study, and, you know, they take blood work and all sorts of stuff that they do for us to get all these numbers accumulated, and then they give us a report, like a 12-page report. They print out. And zero is a perfect score, and then they add to it. And, of course, my husband shows up with a 120, 140, and Mary Jo shows up with a not even a zero, which is perfect, because they give you five extra credits in four categories, like A1C, cholesterol, blood pressure. If your numbers are so terrific in those categories, you don't just get a zero. They'll give you five extra credits because those are the main killers or disease-causing, you know, symptoms that they can trace directly to, you know, the costs in the medical system. Well, those four categories can give you then possibly, if you're perfectly healthy and you have perfect numbers there that are so significantly under the numbers that they're, you know, the median that they have, you can actually get a minus 20 if you were maximum health. Well, the last 10 years, I've been showing up every year at a minus 20 on my report. And I'm turned 64 this month. So what a huge blessing that is. So I believe in it. I think that, you know, managing your health is something that's in the control of each and every one of us. There are certain things, I agree, we can't control, genetic and things like that. We'll talk about that. But that should never rob you of controlling the factors you can control, which is, number one, everything that goes between your lips. Number two, how do I exercise? Number three, how is my sleep patterning? Number four, what am I doing to have peace in my life so I'm avoiding stress so I can get through tough circumstances and tough, you know, things that happen in our lives? All these things, how do we deal with all that? And what are we doing to have that perfect balance in our life that we have? And so that's what Jillian Michaels is putting out a brand new book. It's coming out in December, and it was exciting. This article I read was really exciting to me because I think that if we go out and talk this language with people, so why do you want longevity if you don't have health? You know, the whole idea of this whole living this life on earth and living it to its fullest shouldn't be correlated with, but by the time I hit 50, everything's downhill after that. I mean, that's what people are saying today. They start falling apart at 50, and I go, are you kidding me? I mean, when I was out in New York working in after-school programs, I was working with this one little boy at Graffiti One Ministries, and I would be sitting down next to him, and I'd help him with his homework, and I'd give him creative ways to figure out his math, and he was a bright kid, so he latched on to all my speed, you know. He couldn't quite keep up with me, but he did. He eventually got it. But it was so exciting to watch him work. And the last day I was there, he goes, how old are you? He asked me my age. And I said, do you really want to know? And he goes, yeah. And I said, I'll turn 64 this month. And he went into apoplectic shock. I mean, I almost had to resuscitate the kid. He was like, no way, whoa. And he was looking at me, he's going, you look like you're like 30, maybe 40, but 30, late 30s or something. He was like, he couldn't believe. It was such an inordinate response. It was like such a joy for me to watch. And of course, he watches my energy level too, and people see all that energy that you show up with. They can't imagine that you're a grandmother of eight, right? I mean, that's... So that's the lifestyle. So let's talk about why we do age. Why do some of us look and say, well, that's just aging. Well, Mary Jo, you're just you have a different genetic makeup, blah, blah, blah. You know, people love to make excuses for why they are the way they are. But I think we're just using that as a denial, a self-denial that why we're not doing all that we can to be as healthy as we can be. And I don't mean all from a perspective of every second of your day being alert to what you're doing, what air you're breathing, what water you're using, I mean, you can get anal retentive about this stuff, but what goes between your lips should always be on your mind. And that doesn't mean you don't have a chocolate chip cookie once in a while. It just means you don't eat 20 of them when you take them out of the oven because they smell so good, right? I mean, there's just a difference in how we relate to that. So we'll talk about that. But these are kind of issues. And I think I plan on probably buying her book just to get more background in it. So, and I'm not promoting Jillian Michaels by any stretch of your mind. And some of you are going, Mary Jo, who is Jillian Michaels? Well, she's on television all the time. She's a personal trainer, a businesswoman, an author. She's a TV personality. I mean, I think she's in her late 40s, early 50s maybe, really dynamic, very much in shape, very much in control of health. So she decided to do all this research and write a book, and her book's coming out in December. So, but why do we age? Jillian said at 43, someone told her they were shocked at how that she was 43. They thought she was in her 20s. Okay, so I say the same thing about Mary Jo in her 60s when people think I should be in my 30s, right? Why? Because we have an expectation. This is what our society is all about. We have an expectation that if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, you start showing you're tired, you get forgetful or out of touch, you're out of weight, I mean overweight or out of shape, inflexible, you get achy, your joints start aching and all this kind of stuff. You experience hair loss or graying of hair, and then you deal with saggy and wrinkled skin. And all of these things we just accept as that's what we should have. And, you know, the other day I went back and I pulled out my pictures. I think Youth came out 5 years ago, Lydia, 4 or 5 years ago. I took out my pictures pre-Youth, and I look at myself today, and unquestionably my face, and the only thing I use on my face, the only thing, I use Youth every morning, I use Youth every night, and I have since the day it came out. In fact, a month before it came out because I was in the test group. And I'm just one of those people that are convicted about that product. So that's what I use. And I look at my face today, it looks better than it did 5 years ago. Better than it did 5 years ago. And I think that's one of the reasons people think I'm younger than I am too, because my face doesn't carry that age. And so, you know, it's about, you know, using things that are really helping ourselves. So we don't have to show these things. You know, you can go around and say, so what are the differences in how people age? Well, I, of course, can look at Youth for my face, how I look different. But there are many things. Like my Youth doesn't have any impact on my energy level, my immunity, which is I'm never sick, I'm never in the doctor, I'm never, except when I happen to tear a ligament in my ankle when I'm in the mission field, then I ended up at the doctor's office. But, you know, no memory problems, productivity, functionality, personality, physical appearance, none of that would show up to be a 64-year-old person. No one would guess that of Mary Jo. So why is it that there can be another 64-year-old person that looks like they're, you know, 10 feet from the grave or, you know, looks like they're 85 in our book? What is that? Why is it so hard? Because there are a lot of factors that go into it, a lot of factors that go into our aging. And in her new book that she's coming out, she has 6 keys to ageless: strength, health, and beauty. So she's kind of put and she's combined in her book a lot of comprehensive science behind each one of these categories. So it's going to be more massive than what I'm outlining here today. This is just her overview that came out in Success Magazine. So she talked about aging is not a dirty word. You know, I don't think it's a dirty word. I think aging becomes a dirty word when you feel like you're out of control. And I think that so many of us have a lot more control than we want to admit because we'd rather have that donut for breakfast and we'd rather drink the Diet Coke or Coke during the day. And one of the guys I was in the mission field with last week is 83 years old and he drinks Coke all the time. And I looked at him. I said, "What? You know, you're out here serving the Lord, and you treat your body as if it's a trash dump." You know, I'm pretty bold in what I say to people, as a lot of you know. So we had massive numbers of conversations over the next 7 days. He was an ex-pastor, so he was giving me a lot of guidance and direction that, and highlights. In fact, I have two books that I'm getting because based on his recommendations. But he said to me midweek, he said, "Mary Jo, I need your card." He said, "You've laid a conviction on my heart." So I have a meeting with him and his wife, who's 20 years younger than he is, in her 60s. So I'm going to meet with them this week and talk about how they can tackle their health and love their longevity and their aging instead of complain about it, right? So that's going to be a blast. But so aging isn't a dirty word. It can be an awesome word, and especially when it's our time of life where we're supposed to have the freedom back that we had when we were like kids, right? I mean, we don't have to work a job anymore. We retire, and we want to live life to its fullest. How do you do that if you're not aging gracefully, right? So aging means self-care. It means being, I call it personal responsibility. It's taking personal responsibility. And no matter where you are in life, each and every one of us can take on more personal responsibility when it comes to our health. Would everybody agree on this call? I would suggest that. And that's one of the things that we sell out there. We sell Manatech based on trying to get people to see the reason why they need to take more personal responsibility for their health. And we have one of the best mechanisms out there to do that. And I know a lot of you right off the bat, when you go, "Well, Mary Jo, for anti-aging, I always put them on AO. I mean, AO is the best antioxidant in the marketplace. And we have all these three independent studies that show it decreases oxidative stress by 36-37%. And, of course, Mary Jo's been taking AO since the day it came out, right, because I do the OSPs. Well, absolutely. We talk about all those things, but it's not just about supplements, right? So that's what this is. We're going to talk about supplements, but if you have more information to share with people so that you're not just a supplement salesperson, I'm going to tell you that's what helps convince people to buy from you, because now you come across knowledgeable about aging process and things to do to help with anti-aging, right? So age gracefully, self-care. So it's about, there's a sense of pride and self-worth that accompanies caring about you. So there are other reasons for us to care about ourselves. If you don't care about yourself, who else is going to care about you? That's a big question to ask. So it's about looking in that mirror and saying, you know what? And whatever your spirituality is, for me, I just look and I said, this is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you, by George, I'm going to take care of it. You know, it's important to me, and I want to live the healthiest, fullest life I possibly can. That's my goal. That's why, what did I do this morning? I had packed weekend coming back from, I had a six-hour discipleship training on Saturday. I had tons of stuff Saturday night. I had a pastor's wife stay at my house last night who flew out to Chicago this morning. I spent a lot of hours with her. You know, all the things I had going on. But you know what? I still was at the workout. I was at my workout facility after walking 60 miles last week. This morning by 6:30, I was working out. Because that's what I do. It's part of my makeup. Because it's important to me. So there is a sense of pride and self-worth and that caring about yourself. If you don't care for yourself, don't expect anyone else to care about you. And there's only one home we're going to have on earth, right? That's our human body. So let's take care of it. Let's honor it. And, of course, I live from the biblical principle that it's the what? The temple of the Holy Spirit. And I don't want to deny God anything. And when I put coke in my body, I'm denying the temple of the Holy Spirit. So I look at it that way as well, which helps me step up a higher level than I may if I didn't have that Christian walk. So how you look, how you feel, how you perform, how long it lasts, you should take care of your body. Longevity is great, but again, without vitality, immunity, and everything else mentioned above, I mean, well, it's not so great. There are a lot of people out there in their 60s, 70s, and 80s that almost like they wake up every morning just to wake up. They don't really value their life or their because they can't live life to its fullest. And some of them are from causes outside their control, and I'm not talking about that. I mean, some people got, you know, serious disease conditions. They were in a car accident or something that robbed them of their capacity in different ways. But are they still treating this body as a temple and being the best they can be, notwithstanding what may have triggered some shortage in their life. That's what we're talking about. So why are we aging? Let's talk about, she talks about that. Of course, damage, aging is a result of constant assault on various molecules and cells in our bodies, DNA, proteins, all those things, and everything in between. We have damage that occurs, and that causes us to age. Destiny is another theory out there, that we're predestined, and that's by genetic makeup and generations. But there's so much contrariness to that, because there are people that go, oh, my family, you know, in fact, the pastor I worked with in New York, he said, my dad died in his 50s, da, 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 blah, blah. And I said, look at you. I said, you're already outlived. If you want to say you're predestined in this regard, you already lived 30 years beyond what you were destined to live, if that's what you want to call it. So I look at that and I go, you know, there could be some genetic makeup, but I've seen so many go in the opposite direction that I truly believe that most of our longevity, probably, I don't know what percentage I'd put on it, but I'd probably shoot next to the 90% mark on this, is totally determinative by what you do and how you treat your own body. That's huge. So we do have a lot of control over that. So destiny, you can argue, and I think people love to argue that because it allows them a justification to be bad, to exhibit bad behavior, to drink more, to get involved in alcohol, to smoke, to eat in unhealthy ways, not to exercise, because they go, well, it doesn't really matter because I'm predestined based on ABC. Well, you know, you got to fight that argument too. You can talk about, and some people don't know how to fight it. I just gave you a vehicle to fight that argument with people that, you know, arguing that is just arguing a default. You're falling back in default instead of saying, you know what, I can beat predestination because it's been done 100 zillion times. Just look at other people like the man I just mentioned, whose family, historical heart conditions, this guy's now in his 80s and his parents died in his 60s and in their 50s. So you can see that there is a lot of control you have. Choosing not to exhibit it is problematic. It's lazy and it's like, I don't want to go there with people, but it's exhibiting that I don't care. And can you choose that to be, you know, somebody who doesn't apathetic about life? That's a choice people can make as well. So they just don't like that. A lot of people do that because they don't want to be disciplined. They think there's too much discipline. I'm going to tell you my lifestyle. I mean, you could look at it. I don't know if Lydia would tell you Mary Jo's pretty disciplined, but she sees me every once in a while. I'll have a chocolate chip cookie. It might shock her. You know, we had at the discipleship program, they had chocolate chip cookies. I ate a salad. I didn't have the sandwiches and all the other, because I don't eat bread. But so I had a nice fresh salad, balsamic vinaigrette, and then I had a chocolate chip cookie. You know, and she goes, what are you doing? And I go, because I can. I mean, one chocolate chip cookie in the last week is not going to kill me, right? I mean, it's just, so I mean, there's things that I do. But for the most part, my daily habits are all around, I mentioned I don't eat bread. Somebody asked me about that the other day, and my retort always is this, that we haven't had a loaf of bread in our house for probably 35 years, really. It was never a bread eater to start with, but when I got involved in health, I stay away from all breads. I don't eat any bread. It's something that, you know, my mouth might water for a cinnamon raisin toast, but I don't need it. It doesn't have any value for me, so I don't put it in my body. I look for things, how is this honoring my body? So she came up with, after all her analysis and doing research and looking at different studies that are out there and everything, she came up with that there's 6 keys, analyze both the cause and effects of aging together in order to give you the smartest strategies. So let's run through just an overview of those. If you care to know more, you can wait till December and buy her book. She's not a certified master nutritionist or anything else, but she has been in the health field for years. Her life has kind of been that way. So I think she has some good ideas here, and I think you can, again, things that you can use. 6 keys. Number one, master your macromolecules. And when she talks about master molecules, she's talking about 4 particular important molecules. Our cells, and we have some, she said 37 trillion. I don't know the exact number myself. I don't think there is an exact number, but there are trillions of them. They're all the building blocks of us, right? We know that. And when we talk about glyconutrients, we talk about that's what our whole body's made up of, cells. We just are a massive bundle of cells that are connected in all sorts of ways, and they serve different functions. And of course, we love to talk about the different kinds of molecules that are essentials. Our favorite one to talk about, our phyconutrients, the sugar molecules that are found on every single cell surface. Well, she didn't talk about glyconutrients. She talked about the four categories, proteins, carbs, fats, and nucleic acids, that are four basic categories of every cell that make up our bodies. And, of course, if you get really masterful on your macromolecules, you are getting masterful on the building blocks. It's like if you're going to put together a house, you're going to need what? All sorts of different ingredients to go in the house. Well, if I focus on those ingredients, whether they're 8 or 10 or 4, and I really focus on what is going on in my body in those categories, I'm going to build a better house, a sturdier house. And that's the same as building our body, is to go and what are those? So we look at proteins, carbs, fat, nucleic acids, and you always want to focus on that top quality of the four. She didn't get involved in fats, and I'm not sure, carbs. So I'm not sure she might, that would be a category that we obviously would look at, perhaps our sugars, our great monosaccharides. But she did talk about the other ones, and she talked specifically in her article about nucleic acids. But I think this is where you can bring in, if you're discussing this, you can also bring in how critical these carbs, these specific ones are. Number one, we use them for a source of energy, so we need carbohydrates. And where do I get my carbs? There he goes, well, Mary Jo, if you don't eat bread, and I go, vegetables are carbohydrates, right? I mean, carbohydrates come in a lot of ways, shapes, and forms, and they don't have to be unhealthy ones. They can be healthy ones. They don't have to be ones that convert to sugar in your bloodstream. But I take in lots of sugar called ambrotose because it's not like the sugars you're putting in your body. It doesn't, in fact, it helps my blood sugar level versus hurt it. And that's how I describe it. So you can bring in glycans as part of that category. But nucleic acid she talked about, and of course high fiber fruits, omega-3 fatty acids, and we have a great omega-3 product, as we know, with vitamin D3, those kind of things. So that's what you can talk about. So what in each one of her chapters, or six keys, she also says one thing, she gives you advice, one thing you can do. She talked about calorie restriction is huge. This was new to me. I hadn't looked at these studies, but there's studies out there. Eating less food has been shown to be effective at reversing many age-related conditions. Isn't that interesting? Just reducing your calorie intake. And I work today with people around, I usually say about 1,200 calories on a daily basis for average person in their 50s and 60s. And I talk about what that makeup should be and how they should eat it during the day. And I have people that are, I'm doing only 800 calories or 1,000. I go, no, get to 100 at minimum. This is for a woman. Average size, men, I would do higher than that, like 17 to 2,000, because if we don't eat enough calories every day, our body goes into what happens is our metabolic rate collapses on us. So we start burning less, and we don't want to burn less because we want to burn the fat. So we always want to have enough calories in our diet, and we want to make sure we start with what? She didn't bring this up, but for me, it's always the big breakfast because I eat off that breakfast all day long. That doesn't mean 1,200 calories for breakfast. It means I make sure I have my proteins. I get a lot, and I love the shakes. That's why I love Manitech's True Health Shake, because I'm not trying to necessarily burn fat every day. I'm not trying to lose 25 pounds. I want to get a great base for every day of my life, and I kick off with a shake. That's the only shake I do every day, and I do the True Health Shake, because I never got 20 grams of protein for breakfast, and I think it's great. This isn't a promotion on True Health, but it's just an idea for you. But it is about calorie restrictions. Eating less has made mice, they have studies out there that show eating less has made mice live 40% longer and monkeys more than 20% longer. So as we get older, eating less is helping our longevity. And there's also a recent two-year study at Georgia State University. Reducing calories by 25% showed fewer signs of oxidative stress. So that's pretty interesting. Again, I don't like the idea of calories. What calories are associative with is more important to me than just pure calories. So highlight that, everybody. So don't just say, I can go and have a hot fudge sundae three times a day and my calories are down from what I used to eat, healthy food, so I should reduce my wrong. Okay, oxidative stress, sugar is really bad for oxidative stress. So the best bet is a balanced diet, wide variety of fruits and vegetables, lean proteins and whole grains, avoiding processed foods and sugar whenever you can, okay? Number two, control the variables. This is variables that get in our environment, that are around us, that it might be in our foodstuffs, that are wreaking havoc on our genes, right? Our genetic material. you can trigger your own defective genes by what you eat every day and your environment you're in, whether you're around smoke, whether you're around, you know, environmental toxins, UV rays, excessive. All these things can trigger age-related issues. So you want to make sure your environment is controlled, and you want to make sure you're controlled in your bad habits. Right. So moderate your fat consumption. Consume more dark leafy green vegetables and green tea. Those are important. Then proper diet and exercise. If something is known to be toxic or poisonous or bad for you, it's probably making your DNA alteration, right? So you want to avoid things that are poisonous or toxic or bad for you. I have a husband who smokes even after his pulmonary embolisms, and he ended up in the hospital for 3 days this June. He still got back into smoking. Yeah, he's been doing it since he was 18. I guess that's 69 now. 51 years later, he doesn't think it's a problem, even though he almost died this summer. There's nothing I can do about that. I just fight for it, but I can't do it. So, but it people will be who they're going to be. So these are things that impact your genome, right? That's our genetic makeup, our genome, and that makes us up in every cell that we have, our genetic material, which is so important to protect. Soot in the air, pollution, so you want to make sure you have as unpolluted air as possible. That means air cleansers in your house or whatever, places that you spend the most time. Asbestos is illegal. Hopefully it stays that way under a new administration. Low levels of benzene. Avoid these kind of things like the plague. These are found in paint, detergent, varnish, glue, pesticides, industrial cleaning, gas, and other fuels, even in dryer sheets. And, sorry, typo there, paraffin wax and candles. So, you know, keep your eyes open for these kind of chemicals that significantly, she calls them variables because they're not really something you necessarily eat, but they're in your environment that can change your DNA and affect your aging. Strong arm stress. Boy, this is a biggie, right? For all of us, stress ages us. We know that. We need to work against it. I find for me personally, my number one de-stressor, and because I'm so dynamic in so many environments, trust me, it's all around me. My de-stressor is my faith, my walk, because Scripture says be anxious for nothing. And so it's really clear to me I'm not to ever be anxious. Be anxious for nothing. Right? So it's when I feel myself getting anxiety, whether it's from Manatech, what they do, or what my downline does, or what I do, or my husband, or my cats, or my whatever, I just get very calm. And this is why meditation can play a big role in your life if that's what you want to do. But for me, it's just seeking God, right? I just seek God. And that calm comes through in no time. Because anything's possible. I can overcome anything with him. And it's really simple for me to just get calm and start. And I didn't have this all my life by any wild stretch of imagination. But boy, do I have this crystal clear today in my life. But whatever that is for you, what's your de-stressor? Because what happens when we get stress response, it gets active, and over time you have these massive stream of stress hormones, adrenaline, cortisol, blah, 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 blah. And these things create oxidative stress in us. It inhibits our digestion. It affects our vision and hearing. It increases our risk of hypertension and stroke. We got all these side effects just on stress. And look at how much stress is in our society today. So, and people think of stress as, oh my gosh, the financial stress, car accidents or other accidents that happen, family issues, get stressed out over your grandkids or your kids or whatever, long hours managing all these kind of things. Right? But that's not it. You know, we get stressed by just physical activity when we have intense exertion on something. That doesn't mean, oh, I'm Mary Jo, that means I shouldn't work out. No, it doesn't mean you shouldn't work out. So don't fool yourself into thinking bad thoughts like that. Lack of sleep is a huge one, huge one. And I am one of these people that goes to bed. When I fall asleep, last night I didn't get to bed till 11:30, and I woke up at what time? 5:15. I mean, it was like, I never wake up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. I never wake up to anything. I mean, unless there's something, my husband, something, you know, something dramatic that happens. My sleep is as sound as it gets. And, you know, people go, well, Mary Jo, but that's not my sleep pattern. And I go, well, what are you carrying to bed with you in your head? or what physical manifestations you have going on that's triggering that. Because whatever it is, and I know some of you women are going, well, marriage is impossible. I have to get up in the middle. I have to go pee every. And I said, well, that's probably because you had children. If you've gone through childbirth any time, I know that triggers problems with bladder control. I mean, especially as we age. And I never gave birth to children, so I've been fortunate in that. I mean, unfortunate and fortunate at the same time, because that would have been a cool thing, but I have 8 grandchildren anyway. But the incredible thing is that we can control most of that. And if you're only getting up once a night to go pee, that's okay. But the best is sound sleep, deep sleep for 6 to 8 hours. That's best. So how can you manufacture that in your life? Excellent ex-stressor, yeah, right? So chemical drugs, alcohol, nicotine, environmental pollutants, all these things are stress on the body. Like I said with my husband, pulmonary embolisms, you're going to break down your arteries and your veins. My husband can't sleep. He gets up and down all throughout the night. I only know that because he tells me. He doesn't disrupt my sleep pattern, and I got a guy that snores like a banshee, and he's out, up and out of bed like half a dozen times a night. He goes and sleeps out in his chair, so his back is a little elevated and all this. So even with all, so I know what's going on for him, but I can only help him. I can't make him do something, right? I can contribute in as many ways as I can. The wonderful thing is taking the product. So I have that down. And that's the only reason I think he's still with me today at almost 70 years old, is because he's on the product. And I do control, you know, what he eats when I'm in town. Nutritional, chemicals and processed foods, you can control all this. Vitamin mineral deficiencies, you get this, people? Vitamin mineral deficiencies cause stress on the body. So is this not a great way to market Phytomatrix? Calorie deprivation. I love these people that go on diets and they go, well, Mary Jo, I'm just reducing. I go, no, it's the worst thing to do. Why? Because your body goes into shutdown mode. I mean, that's how God created us, that we would be able to reduce our metabolism rate when we're in periods of starvation. Well, if you put your body in periods of starvation, you're not going to burn fat. You're just going to really put a lot of stress on your own body unintentionally. I mean, you don't know that that's what you're doing, but you are. So you want to eat. That's why I have minimum 1,200 calories, and with guys sometimes as much as 2,000. And then I have other people that are workout kings and queens that probably need 2,500 or things like that. But there are people out there that eat 2,000 calories just in sweets on a daily basis. Wow. Double whammy. Are you guys starting to see this? Not only are you creating incredible problems in aging because of all the sugar that you're putting in your body, right? Sugar is so devastating. It's you know, blocking your body in many ways and causing so many other things to happen. But you're also putting all this excessive calories that create stress in the body. So, I mean, you're hitting on all these 6 keys with maybe one thing that you're eating every day is destructive in 6 ways. Traumatic injuries, burns, things like that can cause stress, exposure to UV rays, and then psycho-spiritual, this is the one I talked about earlier, troubled relationships, financial career pressures, loss of loved one, challenges with life goals, spiritual and life. I mean, we can stress out on all these things. I find that stress doesn't help me do anything better. It just makes me feel worse and gets me hyper. And I'm already kind of hyper just being natural. So I just kind of calm down and get things done. It allows me to be more a logical mode, a thought-provoking mode, a mode of, you know, total capability of accomplishing whatever I choose when I stay out of the stress mode. So work on that. One of the things she suggests, again, take a holistic view, eating right, exercising right, mitigating psychological stress, and avoiding physical trauma. Those, but meditation for some, time with God, again, that's my quiet time. Whatever that is for you, make that happen daily. Make that happen daily. Dedicate your time, your quiet time, on a daily basis to help you through stress. Number 4, ease inflammation. Inflammation is your ally. It's your immune system's first responder. Do we want inflammation in our body? Absolutely. The right kind, i.e., when bacteria and viruses get into us after an injury or whatever might happen, our natural response in our body is immune killer cells bombard the area, so you have natural inflammation. That's why when you cut yourself, you ever notice your arm puffs up a little bit? That's the healing process. But what we're talking about here is chronic inflammation. that occurs from things that like massive sugar in our system. We're feeding that inflammation every day with all sorts of carbohydrates and things that are just constantly in our diet that are causing us to be inflamed. And that's the stuff that triggers aging disease, age-related disease conditions, is inflammation. That's why a lot of people are taking a product that we call Bounce Back. We can't call it anti-inflammatory because that's an illegal claim, but perhaps some of you are taking it because you want to reduce some of the puffiness in your body, whatever you want to call it. But the idea is that, you know, we want to mitigate the excessive chronic inflammation that's occurring in our body through our process of destructive cell tissue, our damage that we're causing from all these other things that we're doing that are not helping us but hurting us. So, you know, how do we do that? Well, again, she says easing inflammation. One thing to do, many studies tie this chronic inflammation to imbalance. I found another typo, sorry, group, of gut bacteria. Add good foods that have been that have probiotics like kefir, kimchi, whatever, and foods with prebiotic fiber, see, apple skins, beans. Of course, what am I going to tell you when you talk to people about easing inflammation? What are you going to suggest here in terms of Manatech? Our great probiotic, right? Because it's pre and pro. GI Pro Balance is an awesome product. In fact, do you know that I look back at the history of that product. That product's been out for almost 10 years, eight and a half years or so. When Dr. Sinnott formulated that product as a result of a lot of research he did for the Scripps University presentation, all that kind of stuff, when he was the one that came up with adding prebiotic and probiotic together in one product. And today, you almost invariably, every advertisement about probiotics always talks that never take a probiotic unless there's a prebiotic in it, because you want to make sure you're feeding the good bacteria you're putting in you. I mean, it's amazing. I never heard that language except for the last 12, 24 months. Since 10 years ago or 9 years ago when Dr. Sinnott came out with ours. I mean, I think he was one of the first people to introduce that concept. I'm probably wrong, but that's my memory in terms of all my exposure to healthy products. That's critical. So again, what do we have? GI Pro Balance. You want that in people's bodies every single day to ease inflammation because it's tied to the gut, right? Tied to the gut. So we want to have a healthy gut because they've shown a direct connection with chronic inflammation to gut bacteria. So, and again, another concept of helping with this is that making sure you get good sleep every night, every night. And that may mean meditation, prayerful thinking, whatever you're doing, changing your diet, whatever it is to mean to get to that great sleep pattern, that's what you want to do. 5, make your metabolism work better. We want to burn calories better. The faster we metabolize food, the less weight we're going to put on, right? But faster metabolism also can create aging in the body because it creates oxidative stress. What do we have for that, people? AO, right? Our antioxidant. Oh, my gosh, 36 to 37% reduction in antioxidants, in oxidative stress in our body. I'm telling you that study alone should cause everybody in the world to be on AO. There shouldn't be a person in the world not taking AO today if you're talking about aging. So let's make sure that we're promoting our AO product. The goal is to inhibit certain aspects of metabolism that accelerate aging and maximize aspects that help combat it, right? Diet and exercise has 2 main ways of adjusting your metabolism. I talk about people every day. Make sure you're eating 3 meals a day, that they're healthy meals, full meals. You don't want to, your night meal should be the smallest of the 3 meals. We should eat our largest meal for breakfast, blah, blah, blah. And making sure that we're doing some exercise every single day. The other things that you can do too, UV rays. When you're outside and you're getting exposed to a lot of sun, those UVB rays can negatively influence your levels of enzyme mTOR. This is a new study. It's not absolutely fully proven out, but she developed it in her article that excess sunlight is an aging. And we all know what it does to our skin in terms of aging process, but also throughout our body in terms of regulating metabolism. And then the last item she talked about was tackling telomeres. Now, telomeres is something that's been out there a hot topic for probably about 10 years or so. I've seen it. There are a lot of products that have come out, network marketing companies around their product, what the impact has on telomeres, blah, 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 right? And what is a telomere? Some people say, well, it's really what it is on every one of your genetic material, your DNA, a strand of DNA, there's a telomere. It's called a protective tip. And as we age, these shorten. Each time your DNA replicates, it kind of shaves off a little bit more of that telomere. When it gets too short, then they lose their what they call the caps, leaving the cells unable to divide and marking cells for death or apoptosis. So you go through that process. And so as these things cells die off, you're causing us to, this triggers an aging process. Our skin and pigment cells die off. We tend to show wrinkles. We get gray hair. Immune cells die off. Our risk of heart disease, diabetes, cognitive decline, premature death, and a number of age-related issues can be increased because of this devastation or destruction of the telomere. One thing you can do is they talked about there's a direct relationship between telomere length and perceived stress. And it was as great as the relationship of telomere length with obesity. Well, greater obesity, shorter telomere. Okay, so that you want to, you know, obesity is a killer in of itself, but now it actually works against yourself on telomere length as well. So reduce stress, reduce obesity, you know, get a great weight level and keep it there, eating less, 3 meals a day, really regular yourself and make sure you're doing some daily exercise. So it's really, these aren't new challenges in our life. They're just a new approach that you, each and every one of us, is in control of handling. So what a great opportunity. I love the article. Hope you guys enjoyed it too. And maybe there's some information in here that you can use to help support yourself when you're out there talking to people. Anti-aging is a huge issue at every level. I don't care if you're talking to 30-year-olds, 40, 50, 60, whatever it is. Now, probably when you get to the 70s and 80-year-olds, I just like this guy I was out in the mission field with. He wants a meeting this week. He wants to have a consultation and me to set them up on a program that's going to support them. And he's 83. Why? I think there's still, no matter who you are, whatever years you have left on this planet, wouldn't you like to live them to their fullest? And that's our ideal way. And some people have given up, but you know what? There are a lot of people with enough exposure and enough language by you and showing them how they can take back control of their health no matter what age they are. Go make a difference for them. You have the power, and you have a set of incredible products with Manatech that answers virtually every one of those issues. So let's go out and do it. How about you guys? Y'all in? Let's go. That's all I got for this morning. Any comments, questions? Okay, team. Have a great week. Let's go out and make a big difference. Don't forget, again, tomorrow night is Richard Brook. He's going to be starting his program. And watch that replay from Saturday if you missed that as well. Anything else? All right, everybody. All right, yeah.
Hey, if we want to get a recording of your talk today, how do we get that?
Manatrain.net. Manatrain.net. MANNATRAIN.net. You'll get a recording of every training, almost every one I've ever done for the last 14 years.
Thank you very much.
How's that? Just look for this. They're categorized, but if you look at it, the last 3 months, they do them in alpha. She keeps them. The most recent one she keeps in one group, so you can just always find, you know, today's or last week's or the week before, and then the ones as they rotate, she rotates them out and puts them under a category. So there's a category called book reviews. You can see every book review I've ever done on my Monday calls under that. You get it? Yeah. Okay. Manatrain.net. Great. Anyone else? Did you enjoy the call? Did I get anyone saying, yoo-hoo, I learned something today?
Great call, Mary Jo.
Great.
Great way to start our Monday.
I know. Let's kick it off and go. Just light a fire under you that now you have more tools to help people age gracefully.
And that's a great conversation to have as we're moving into Richard Brooks' conversation about what's our value. What value do we bring to the community? It's going to be very interesting.
Absolutely. And by the way, Joellen, one of the things I'm going to work with Al on is putting together a little booklet of maybe 10 testimonials from the field, one being mine, you know, with actually a copy of my health report. Because we can do that. That's not non-compliant.
That's right.
And if we build that, and we can, what do you think of that as a marketing tool?
I think it's wonderful. I started a Facebook page. I started a Facebook page called Welderly.
Welderly. I love that.
Welderly.
That's
and one
wonderful.
Called the Welderly Silver Foxes for those of us that are letting our hair go gray.
Wow.
170, so,
Yep. I love it.
I think,
congrats.
I think we need to have a picture of all the different ages in Manatech of the, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80.
Right.
And
right.
compare them. My sister just went to her 50th high school reunion, and she sent me pictures. And she said, how come my class doesn't look as healthy as your class? My class, you know, I'm 5 years older than her. So, but a lot of the people in my class are very health conscious. And a lot of people in her class aren't. And the difference is profound. They look 90 years old.
Wow.
It's really scary.
I said,
finally my sister may want to talk about my products because she looked at my class and me and then looked at her class and her and said, what are they doing differently?
Absolutely.
So keep that up and keep that in mind for the Welderly guys, for the wellness as people age. Your class reunion is a great, great place to be.
Absolutely. I agree. 100%.
Great call, Mary Jo. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks,
I didn't know Jillian had a new book. She's great.
Yep. December, coming out December. Okay.
All right,
everyone. Love you guys. Have a great week. Take your materials.
Yes, have a good one. Thank you.
You bet. Anytime. Bye, everyone. Thank you.